Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thursday to you. Again, we'll be out live tomorrow, Friday, at the Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive, collecting money for Operation Food Search. We'll be there between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. We hope to see you out there. If you guys were watching Survivor this season, season 49, the winner, Savannah Louie, has a connection to St. Louis. She was an anchor with KSDK from 2019 to 2021, and she joins us now. Savannah, it's great to meet you. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. It has been like the craziest 24 hours, but dude, I'm so stoked.
I bet. None of us can imagine. Like, even people in show business, you were in show business before this. This is like a whole different thing, a whole different level.
Oh, it really is. And I mean, part of it too is when I was working in news, like, you know how it is. Like, you're yourself, and maybe it's a little bit different with radio, but when I was anchoring, it's like a very filtered version of yourself. It's the best, most professional version
yes.
of yourself.
Well said.
And then you see someone on Survivor and they're acting like an absolute lunatic. Like, you know, you're literally out in the jungle and you're trying to battle for $1 million, and people will do some crazy things for that kind of money.
You
so,
bet.
You know, it's a very freeing way to be out there in the limelight.
So anything I ask you, if there's like an embargo on it, just tell me to shut up. I get it. But we've all watched Survivor. I remember with the very first season, I'm old enough, like getting together as couples and barbecuing. It was just like an event every week. How long are you there on site?
Yeah. So if you're out there the entire time, you're out there for 35 days or so. But the actual game itself is a maximum of about 26. So
okay.
You have time built in there for travel and then like pregame, like health checks and stuff like that.
How much is the physical and mental misery real?
Dude, it's hard to say, because this might sound crazy because, you know, you're not really eating anything except for coconuts, but your body gets so used to it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I'm at home sometimes and I'm working from home and there's a pantry right there, I'll snack all day. I can eat all day long. But when you really don't have access to food, you almost kind of forget that you get super hungry
yeah.
to an extent. It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah. So to what degree did you have a strategy, and to what degree did you stick to it?
Well, what's that quote by Mike Tyson? It's like, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
That's
or
right.
something like that. So, you know, I did come in and I had an idea of a strategy, and I honestly thought I was going to be a very dominant player and be super diabolical and, you know, pull whatever I could out of a hat to make a little bit of chaos on the island. And what you kind of see is halfway through the game, I end up being in a position where I'm at the bottom of the tribe and I had to switch up my strategy. And I kind of just had to do whatever it took to get ahead and survive one more day in the game. And ultimately, that's the strategy that ended up winning me $1 million.
Yeah, Savannah, from what I understand, you're considered a little bit of a villain in the season. What was that like to, get home? And I mean, have you checked social media? Have you checked the message boards? What has that experience been like?
Dude, I literally have hundreds of messages that I haven't even opened or looked at yet. And it's been an overwhelming support for the most part. People are just so kind and encouraging and just wonderful throughout all of this. To be honest, Survivor's always been my dream, and I've always thought of it as my thing. And I never really thought that many people would be invested in something that I've always wanted to do. So I feel very special. I feel very humbled, and I am proud to say that I'm a winner, and I'm proud to say I'm a winner that I think a lot of people are, thinking is deserving and excited for.
Go ahead, Rich.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, like you just said, like you've always wanted to do this. What was it like to initially get that call and be like, oh my gosh, I'm actually gonna be on? And were you just picturing from that first second, like, I am going to win this?
Well, you know what's so crazy? The first time I applied, I was 17 years old. So I'm 32 now. So you can do the math. But this for me has been like a long time coming. And when I got the call that I made it on the show this go around, I by that point had been training physically for months. I had been reading books on social strategy. I had been practicing all of these puzzles similar to the ones that you might see on the show. And I felt like I was ready. I look back at where I was when I was 17 when I first applied, and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God I did not get on then, because I would have probably embarrassed myself terribly. And I don't think I would have won at that age. So getting on this go around, everything just kind of felt like it had fallen into place when it came to actually getting on the show. Preparing for the show, and then even meeting my allies and my tribe out there, everything just seemed to fall into place.
Savannah, from your time in St. Louis, you'll probably remember Trish Gazelle over at KZK. She's one of my besties. She just texted me. She said, I'm going to punch you. I literally just got in the car 1 minute ago, and now I know who won Survivor. I'm
Oh,
so
no.
behind. You are
Oh,
so going to get it, mister.
well, tell her the journey to get there is almost as exciting as the end result. Like, it seriously is a crazy journey. I'm so proud of everything that I accomplished, and she'll enjoy the ride either way.
So, Savannah, was there any move or any point during the competition that you look back on and you go, that was the move right there?
Dude, honestly, I would say, I mean, for people who didn't watch the show, I won a total of four individual immunity challenges throughout the game, which is tied for the record for the amount of immunities a woman has won ever in Survivor. So I'm obviously so proud of that. But I think honestly, the first of those immunity challenges, it was the one I needed the most, and it was an endurance challenge. Endurance challenges are always so much mind over matter and pushing through the pain. And the fact that, I'm 5 foot tall. I'm not going to be the biggest or the strongest or the smartest person out there at all. But I am, I think, a lot of the times the most determined or intense person, and that really served me well.
So you are currently living the dream we all talk about, like, what if I won $1 million and this and that? Like, do you have a plan, or are you just gonna kind of take it as it comes as far as having all this money now?
Yeah, I think the big splurge that I want to do, it's been a crazy year in the best way. And my partner has been an amazing rock through me or for me throughout this entire process. So the two of us are going to go on vacation. We're going to do a little Thailand getaway, eat all of the good food, sleep on a nice comfy mattress and not the Fijian dirt like I was for 26 days,
Yeah.
and just celebrate and enjoy each other and kind of enjoy each other outside of the Survivor world. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Survivor. I'm obsessed with this game, but I think it'll do us a little bit of good to just enjoy each other and have that special moment.
If you remember, what would you say was your lowest moment?
Yeah, there's a point about halfway through the show where I was blindsided when one of my allies was voted out of the game. And in that moment, I felt on the outs, I felt like I was at the bottom of my tribe. And I felt like honestly, no one there wanted to have anything to do with me. And I felt very lonely and very, very sad. And honestly, that situation really paralleled a work experience that I had had for a couple of years when I was working as a journalist, in which I had a hard time in the newsroom, and I felt like people in the newsroom didn't want me there and didn't want to have anything to do with me. And when I had that parallel experience in the game, it brought back so many of those emotions that I thought I had repressed years ago. And I mean, if you watch the show, you'll see just like this flood of emotions. And you know, it's honestly a testament to, if you have demons before you go on the show, like, get ready, because those are going to come out, and they're going to come out fierce, and they're going to come out fast too.
Wow, that's very real. Yeah.
So I'm glad that I was able to push through that and get over the hump on that. But it was a really tough couple of days.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking to Savannah Louie, who was at KSDK a few years ago. I already ruined it for Trish, but if anyone out there hasn't watched Survivor yet, tune out. Come back in a few minutes. Rach, you had another question for Savannah?
Yeah, so you just won season 49. I can't believe how many seasons there have been of Survivor. And as I understand, season 50 is going to be like this huge milestone, and you're back for that. So just tell us a little bit about that, Savannah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's such an honor to be even invited back. And when I had got asked, or when I had been asked to come back, I didn't know who was going to be on the cast for 50, but there had been rumblings about certain contestants or castaways who were in the rumor mill for possibly playing. And it's like, dude, how can you say no to an opportunity like that? Just the fact that I'm even having the opportunity to set foot on the same beach as some of these people who I grew up rooting for, or like in some cases rooting against. It's literally any Survivor player or any Survivor fan's dream. And to be able to live, I mean, you look at playing Survivor as a once in a lifetime opportunity, being able to play twice, like, that is just unreal. So I'm so excited for this spring. I think season 50, the fans are going to love it. I cannot wait for you guys to see what happens.
Well, sounds weird since we've never met, but we're proud of you here in St. Louis. It's super cool. Congratulations again, Savannah.
Thank you guys so much. Good
All
to talk with
right.
you.
Yeah, all the best. Very cool.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. She's really sweet and nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to talk to her.
That was very brave of her.
Oh,
to
absolutely.
To talk about her low moment that mirrored a low moment she had in a newsroom. That's yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what's more inspiring than taking that and turning it into a win? You know,
yeah.
It's like going through those troubling emotions and being like, you know what, that's not going to stop me. That's really cool.
Trish, if you're still listening, I'm sorry.
Catch up with your show.
I knew that Trish was super into Survivor. And when I saw her name pop up on my phone, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, she's going to be so
She's going to be
happy.
So excited. She's going to have a question for Savannah. I'll be able to give it to her. I'm the best friend ever.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh man, I remember
like
the
helicopter.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember the intro being that long.
Here,
now I have to listen
forward
to it a little longer.
That is quite the intro. It is a minute 30.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in like the 70s, people were just like, well, whatever.
Isn't that great though? Like you go back to the 50s and early 60s, like everything was 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there's an intro that's a minute and a half. Yeah, you're not even like, getting to the song.
And it's like, you need to listen to the radio edit where the helicopter only goes on for 45 seconds instead of a full minute. And it's like, that's not helpful.
Well, they had formulas in the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, and for radio play.
2.5 minute songs and 120 beats a minute, yep, whatever it is.
Yep.
And then Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't that far past that era. And when whoever it was heard it, they were like, 1,000% no.
Yeah, it was the main record executive.
Yeah, we're not going to put this out.
It was Mike Myers. That's who played him in the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, and that's what he, I forget how long was it again? Like
about seven?
I say it's like a 6-7 minute song. He's like, nobody's going to listen to this. And then, of course, it becomes a massive hit.
Uh-huh.
But I would agree that generally speaking, those lengths of songs don't do well on the radio.
Let me get a ruling on this. Wheels is flying tonight. And I flew not that long ago, and I bitched about this when I came back, that I understand if you pay more for your ticket, you get to get on before me. I'm not a big fan of if you have a kid under 10. I've had kids under 10 fly. I never got in the front of the line. I understand if you're disabled. I do. But there's this new thing called the Jetway Jesus that people have to have a wheelchair to get on the plane, but when it's time to get off, they can walk perfectly well. So all you have to do when you go to the airport, Kevin Wheeler, perfectly able-bodied, could just fill out this one-sentence form, get a wheelchair, get in the front of the line, get on the plane. You can do that. I would never park in a handicap zone ever. When I see people on their rascal scooter at Schnucks, I don't think you probably don't need that. I think you probably need it. But at the airport, it bothers me. Am I just a giant D, or are these people taking advantage? Like, is it so much to require people who require a wheelchair to get a doctor's note to say, this guy requires a wheelchair?
I don't think you're like a giant jerk for being bothered by this. I do, however, think it's probably just better to focus your energy elsewhere, though, because there are people dealing with stuff that, like, yeah, maybe they don't have an official doctor's note, but it's going to be better for everyone if they are just wheeled on and off the plane. It's going to be faster. It's going to be more convenient. You really don't know what people are dealing with. Yes, I am certain there are people taking advantage of the policy, but I think as a whole, it's probably helping people who actually need it.
They're saying now it can be like a third to 40% of people on the plane.
Mm. I don't want to get on the plane early.
I agree.
I don't want to be sitting in there stuck longer.
Well, I guess the argument would be that might filter people out, right? I mean, if it becomes 30 or 40%, then eventually the people who are using it to take advantage will stop using it to take advantage because they're like, well, this isn't even any better. Mm-hmm. And then it may be self-policing, and then it will come down to just the people who need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I don't like is all of this. I mean, we already had it with like, ooh, you can sit in first class. Great. But now even within coach, it's like if you pay an extra $18, you don't have to sit by the crapper. I mean, like, can we all just get seats?
Yeah.
You just make a price for a ticket and we all get seats. Like, that's just.
Also, I have a take I want to run by you guys. Last night during his speech, Donald Trump announced the Warrior Dividend, which is $1,776, is supposedly going to all of the military men and women. I think that's great. If there's any group of people in our country who deserve a little bit extra, it's the members of our military coming right before Christmas. Love it. But this one made me think to myself, just want to run by you guys. When is the last time that you guys know of that we ever paid a dollar against the debt? Like, we have something like $38 trillion or something like that. We're paying $1 trillion a year on interest. We all have credit cards. We know how it works. We have mortgages. Like, if you just pay the interest, you don't pay down anything. And I'm just wondering if the fact that we have trillions of dollars of debt, that we are operating like a family who has $1 million in debt, and we're like, what the hell? I don't care about my credit score. But do you think that when we do get some sort of a windfall, like Trump is saying that the tariffs have been, that we should always pay something against the principal?
I do think, while he is saying, he said in his speech that it's because of the tariffs that we have this money, but I think the Department of Defense or War or whatever did confirm this morning that it was congressionally bookmarked money from a totally different budget that was already going to be allotted for like aiding with soldier housing.
So this wasn't even like a Trump
idea?
So
it's not, it's a Trump idea, I'm sure, to call it the Warrior Dividend or whatever and make it 1776 or whatever and, you know, yada, yada. But this money didn't come from the tariffs. This money came from, like, it was just a.
It was already going to be paid.
It was a pre-budgeted thing.
Congress approved $2.9 billion to help with housing for soldiers. And
well, now I'm even pissed.
So this money is coming out of that money.
Yeah, so it's not the tariffs. The tariffs, we still don't really know anything about what that money has raised or what it could be going towards. But he did, to be clear, he did say last night, because of the tariffs, we have all this money and I'm giving it to the soldiers.
See, I believed him again.
Yeah, I mean, they are getting the money.
Yeah, the soldiers are getting the money.
And like ultimately 2.9, I mean, this is a ridiculous thing to say, but 2.9 billion isn't that much when it's compared to the national debt.
Yeah. Definitely. Do it every year.
Yeah, it's not going to. Yeah,
I'm like, it's $30 against $1 million debt.
Yes. The military.
So here's the question that I have about it, and I don't know the answer. This is legitimately a question. But if this money is supposed to be to help with basic allowances for housing for service members, does giving this money out in any way negatively impact that mission?
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
I'm just wondering what our plan is for the debt. Like, I've never heard a plan from anyone. Hey, we have $30 trillion in debt. We're going to knock it down to 20, thusly. I've never heard anyone give a coherent plan to do that. I don't know. DGS. The sports guy, I told you I like, Jeff Pearlman. Last night did his top five biggest jerks he ever dealt with in the MLB. And number three was Mark McGwire.
When he played, he was tough.
I didn't
cover him, by the way, when he played. I'm
said
only
he
going
was
by
absolutely
stories.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Said that he would. When he said, like, he would dismiss you, he said you could look him in the eye and say something to him, and he would look back at you and then just walk away.
Yeah.
I just asked Wheeler the other day why we don't. hear more from him in St. Louis, because, you know, he was just such a huge part of the Cardinals, and he was everything for the Cardinals in, like, the 90s, and it was all about, he was the biggest star, arguably, I think, in baseball at that time, and I just wondered why you never, in all of the, like, Cardinals legacy media stuff that we do here at KMOX, yeah. Why one name you never hear is Mark McGwire.
Yeah, I wouldn't say never, but he doesn't really love talking. I mean, he will in certain settings. So, like, when he was a player, and again, I didn't cover him when he was a player. I only covered him when he became the hitting coach for the Cardinals. And while the initial part of that was messy and goofy, because remember that came along at the same time that he actually admitted to taking performance-enhancing drugs, and they botched kind of the way they handled it at winter warm-up, and then at spring training when he showed up, the entire national media was there. Like, everybody. So that there's this massive group of people that wanted to get this story. But after all that calmed down, he was fine. Like, I think during that time period, he kind of realized that he did it wrong before. And then, you know, other, like, one-on-one conversation stuff I had with him, he's really informative. He's really interesting. But in his career, he was definitely not that. And I think now he's kind of in the, I'd almost put it in the Yadier Molina category as far as just, not always wanting to be a talker.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the opposite of me.
Yeah, I've told the story before, but it always makes me laugh. I don't know why I was in North County, but I was in North County during the heyday of the McGwire-Sosa thing. And I was in a drive-thru of a White Castle. And I had a ball cap on. And I guess I have a similar face to Mark McGwire. And this guy comes up to the window and he's like, Mark McGwire! Mark McGwire! And I just wave at him. I'm like, nope, not him. He's like, Mark McGwire, don't be like that. Why are you being like that, Mark McGwire? I'm your biggest fan, Mark McGwire. And I'm about to pull away because I'm like, I don't want a White Castle this bad. And he followed me all the way to the window, just berating me. And I thought that didn't go well for Mark McGwire. Like,
yeah,
he has no idea who I am, but
yeah, it went fine for you, and not so great for Big Mac.
Do you think? Like Mark McGwire and Kurt Warner were friends.
No idea.
I don't know.
I just assume like everybody was hanging out.
The big stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were very different personalities, but that doesn't mean they couldn't have known each other. No idea.
I'm charity event or something.
I assume they didn't even know each other existed.
Like, yeah. The football players are not allowed to watch the baseball games.
Totally siloed.
I'm kind of fascinated by just horrible people. And this Perlman guy was saying his worst ever was Will Clark. But he said Barry Bonds is the human in his life who took absolute glee in causing you pain. In any way he could make things bad for you, whether you were a reporter or a front office person or a teammate, he said he truly believes, after covering him for years and writing books about him, that he got the most happiness in life from making other people miserable. God, that would be terrible.
It sure sounds about right for Barry. Again, as a player, I don't know anything about what he's been like after his playing career. But when he was playing, there was a really famous incident where he was on the field and being a total jerk. And one of the Giants broadcasters, so this is one of the team's broadcasters, is just yelling loud enough for him to hear it. Yeah, Bonds is a blankety blank. He doesn't care about anybody blank. And he's like, just. And Bonds can clearly hear him, and he wants Bonds to hear him. And this is a team employee. This is somebody around the team on a day-to-day basis. Normally, if you're in that seat, you know, that's kind of like Ricky Horton's seat. You know the guys. You know, you're around them all the time. You travel with them. You're friendly with each other. It gives you an idea about how not like that Barry Bonds was.
Yeah.
Wheels, whenever there's interpersonal problems like this on a sports team, and maybe this is like way too broad of a question, but I'm still going to ask you to try to answer, like, how often do you see it affecting people too much, or do you feel like these athletes generally are able to go like, that moment really sucked, now I'm going to move on with my day?
Boy, it's probably the same as everyone else, right? For some of them, they're ruined for the day. They're not going to talk to anybody. They're not going to deal with anybody. And others do what you're talking about. They'll just move on with it and they handle it professionally. Mm-hmm. So you take a guy like, as an example, use Kurt Warner. When things went badly for Kurt, You could still talk to him.
Okay.
You know, like he would probably not be thrilled to do it, but he would still talk. He would still do the regular quarterback thing. There are other guys that just won't talk. They'll just hide. They hide in the training room. You know, there were famous stories about McGuire here. Again, I wasn't there, but I know a lot of the people that were, and he'd have a big home run during the 1998, and you know, everybody's tracking the home run race. And he'd get there, he'd get in the clubhouse, he would get in the shower, he would avoid everybody, and he'd come out way later, and everybody's still waiting because they need to get their quote from Mark McGuire, and he'd be like, "Why are you guys still here?" Like, because you hit a home run and it's the biggest story in baseball, dude. What don't you get? And so they're the opposite. There are people that are all over that spectrum.
It's just interesting because hearing about how much drama there seems to be in sports, I guess I've just assumed, like, well, they're just better at handling it than the average person because you're on that stage and there is so much pressure. But then also it makes me go, like, if you are having a hard time taking that pressure, I'm the last person who's going to be like, what's your problem? You know what I mean? Like, it's just probably a level that most of us can't really relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would tell you that the life as a professional athlete is a lot harder than most people think it is. But nobody should cry a river. I mean,
right, you know,
you get paid a lot of money. You get to do what you love to do for a living. You've got thousands of people cheering for you when you're out there. That comes with negatives, right? That comes with autograph seekers. That comes with being booed sometimes. It comes with doing contentious interviews. But all of them are there for a good reason. It's either one of two things or the combination of the two. You either love what you're doing or you love the money or both. So it's not like day to day. It's not as easy as it seems to deal with. I mean, think about it. Everybody has a bad day. But when you have a bad day, 40,000 people in the crowd just watched it and about a million at home watched it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're now feeling that not only are you mad at yourself, but you let your teammates down, which is another thing that people kind of don't see. Right. Is your teammates probably don't think you did, but you still feel that way. If you do something that, you know, ends up being a key play in a loss or whatever. So it's more difficult than you think, but that doesn't change that it's still a dream job.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how Gen Z has to have their own everything?
Their own.
They have to put a label
on it. Put a name on it. Yeah, yeah.
They have their own Karen name.
Oh.
Ooh, what is it? Oh, please don't be Rachel.
Jessica.
Okay. I mean, that's still not great for Jessica.
Gen Z says that we've never known a good Jessica. So
that's not true.
No more
plenty.
Karens. It's all Jessicas.
Mm.
So if you start hearing, wow, she's a real Jessica, you know it's Gen Z.
Yeah, I know you're dumb.
Yeah, it's
just
so
do what everybody
stupid.
Else does, man. You don't have to keep changing everything.
It's funny because I was just thinking about the Karen thing like yesterday or the day before because I saw an article about someone whose name was Karen. Just thinking, we took that name and just turned it into like the Scarlet Letter at this point. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's
totally not fair.
We can't do this to another generation of women.
Of
Jessica's
Karens.
Rise up.
Also, the average, this blew me away. Maybe because I'm not a giant car guy. Just got a new car, did the whole thing, got my monthly payment, just went through it. The average car payment in America is $749.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
That means half the people, I mean, I know the difference between the mean and the median and the average. Actually, I don't.
I don't.
Yeah, I just said that. Like, oh, clearly I know.
Instead, I know about Yoda.
I clearly didn't. But yeah, that means that I guess half the people are above that. That's nuts. People do be loving their cars.
And be loving things they can't afford, probably.
Speaking of my new car, I bought a Jeep, about 4 years old, totally tricked out. Like, whoever bought this Jeep loved this Jeep. And I've had two Jeeps, and I've never added a single thing to them because I wouldn't know what to do, and I'd feel like whatever I did was douche. And whatever this guy did to my new Jeep was definitely douche, but I love it. I just love it.
Have you used the fancy lights yet?
I have no idea how to turn those things on. No idea.
What are the fancy lights? I guess I'm not familiar.
Yeah, there's some lights up on the windshield.
He's got like
off
floodlights.
To the side on the frame. Yeah, he's got floodlights.
I got a winch.
You're like one of those.
A winch.
Guess what I figured out this morning I have.
The wicked winch of the
Everything West. In my Jeep is WeatherTech.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Oh, so you're flooring and yeah.
Like, ever seen those ads?
I've heard of
the ninjas.
I've heard of WeatherTech.
I have never been the slightest bit moved by those. I would never ever replace the mats in my vehicle with WeatherTech. I'm not that guy.
Oh.
But now that I got them, I'm like, look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Got me some WeatherTech.
I don't need to get into branding or anything, but that whole setup is so good.
Yeah.
When you're getting the stuff that's not going to just sit there and...
You know what's funny? Is watching me get in and out of my Jeep. Because it's lifted.
So you got to step up.
And I got to step up, which is way easier than getting out. Because it's like, I don't have to step on the step to get out. But if I do, it's a little thin and slippery.
Mm-hmm.
A little dicey.
But if you don't.
Dave, but if I don't.
You're feeling that shock in the ankle.
I get a jolt.
Yeah. Your knees go.
I get a jolt.
Yeah.
And every time I get out, I look around like, anyone see that?
Anyone see that? I meant to do that.
Did I look cool?
You're using the seatbelt like a rope lowering yourself.
Don't eat. Dave, don't eat it coming out of there.
It's going to happen. It's so going to happen. Be laying there next to my red wheels.
It's so funny because like I could fall up out of my car.
Yeah, you can jump over your car.
Dave parks the Jeep over the Camaro.
It might fit.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In fact, it was welcome back, DGS and KMOX.
Man, I hate the Duke's mayonnaise song.
How does it go? I don't know it.
This is the Duke's country song. Okay.
Yeah, I know that one. I kind of like that.
Do you?
It's fine. I mean, I hear these commercials all day, every day. You kind of start to make friends with them.
Yeah, I get earworms from TikTok, and I have a rap song in my head right now that I can't sing for you because it has dirty words in it.
Yeah. We'll try. Try your best.
I just pictured myself getting fired and trying to blame it on Rage. Like, she said, just try. And I did my best, Steve. A mega church in Houston apologized after they brought in real camels for a nativity event, and one of them kicked a grandma in the head.
Oh.
That's not good.
It was a horse?
A camel.
A camel? I was writing something down.
Who took her grandma around the camel? That seems dangerous.
Also, you didn't have some handlers with the camel the whole time going, please don't get near the back legs of the camel.
Camels are
they're mean.
What was she doing to the camel? That's what I want to know.
Aren't they aggressive?
Playing with its toes. The camels I met were very aggressive. Yeah. I've only met a few camels.
I don't mean like kill you, but more like they just don't have time for you.
Man, you guys, I just Googled camel grandma. I don't know. Maybe I'd be able to find the story.
Grammel.
YouTube short, The Camel and Grandma's Tragic Journey, a heart-touching story, hashtag facts. Of course it's AI. Why does this exist?
That's so weird.
We don't have Lake Huron anymore because they had to make Camel and Grandma story, and it sucked up all the water.
Dude.
Not sure if this is the story Rach had yesterday, but Taco Bell is bringing back its quesarito today.
I love the quesarito.
Today?
And so does my friend Jen.
It's here for a limited time.
I've never had a quesarito.
You've never had one?
No.
They're quite cheesy and delish.
Should I get one tonight?
Probably.
What do you think?
Tonight's the night that the dipping burritos come back, too.
Could be quite a night for you.
This is... Y'all, I just had Taco Bell like 2 days ago. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. Whatever.
I assumed you had it every day, and I'm not trying to be mean. Like, you typically, for a while there, you always had a Taco Bell drink when you came in.
That was because, I know what you're talking about, that was because I had kind of a sweet deal with my local Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah?
Where they knew me well enough that if I went through and just ordered a soda, they wouldn't charge me for it.
That is a sweet deal.
It's like a loss leader. They know I'm gonna buy out the menu, so they're like free soda. But it's not the safest thing for the old wifey, so I don't always get it. I do love it though, and I have been trying to get it more because I love it.
Bunch of people were having dinner at a very fancy restaurant in Wisconsin Sunday when a raccoon fell through the ceiling and bit a guest.
Man, raccoons are having a run, huh?
They really are. Yeah,
they're like about to take over the earth, and we're like, "Wow, this is crazy." They're in the news a lot lately.
They got some great PR.
There's one. My friend of mine lives in Chicago. Was just texting our group about he had a raccoon in his backyard, and he lives in like a foresty tree, like a lot of trees area, and he thought it was dead because it wasn't moving. So they went out there to check on it, and apparently it jumped up, and then the animal control came, and they were trying to wrangle it, and raccoon got away.
Good for the raccoons.
Yeah. They're smart.
I think they are extremely cute.
They're so cute.
Did you guys see this story? A 33-year-old woman from Texas got arrested after she hid multiple razor blades in multiple loaves of bread at two Walmarts in Mississippi. There's another instance where someone has been putting fish hooks in muffins. Just going into a store with a bunch of treble hooks and sticking them in muffins.
So that's really bad. The razor blades in the loaf of bread, though, I don't quite get, because like you're gonna
find it.
You're gonna slice the loaf of bread. You're not just gonna bite into it.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.